Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. And y'all, we're here.
We are coming to you from Kentucky. Kentucky!
Specifically, the honeymoon suite.
Specifically, the Kentucky castle. You guys, we are in the room right now. We debated on if we were going to podcast while we were here, if we were going to have time, if we were going to feel like it, or if we were going to do it when we got home. And we realized that this is going to have to be a two-parter because we're on day two of our trip pretty much. And there's so much to say that we have to break it into. And there's going to be so much tonight and today that we'll probably have to do that one when we land back in Los Angeles.
Wherever it is we're from.
That's right.
So, where to start? So we are, you want to start at the airport? You want to start where we are?
Let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
So we're gonna start at the beginning.
Start at the very beginning. Sound of Music.
Na, 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 na.
Doe. A deer. You haven't seen any deer yet, but you have seen fireflies.
It was magical.
And Holly lost her shit. Oh my God. I wish Ronnie was here to see this.
They were like so much prettier than I expected. Except when they're not glowing or whatever bugs are around here, that was not pretty.
They're disgusting. Yeah, a lot of them came into our room along with some spiders.
I got like a couple bites last night.
We'd like to thank Penny for escorting the ones out that we did not invite in.
With her bare hands.
Right.
Which was like amazing.
Yes. But yeah, they're not so great when they're not flying around flashing up. Were you like humming Miranda Lambert in your head the whole time? No.
No.
Okay. Fair.
I was just like, just in awe. I can't wait for my next day, my full day in Kentucky today. I'm so excited. I want to try beer cheese here. I want to get a tea towel. I want to get a couple souvenirs, go for like a, I really want to see, I feel like I have not seen Kentucky yet. Like this is it, this hasn't done it for me yet. Just being in this little area, I want to go deeper.
Yeah. Well, I think once we go deeper, you'll get maybe more of that small town. Cause right now we were downtown Lexington last night and right now we're on the outskirts in Versailles, but it's just like a suburb-ish.
Yeah.
There's a busy highway out front of the castle.
Very busy. I'm really shocked about that. It's like it has not stopped being busy the whole time we were here. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. So our trip began like many others that are traveling to Kentucky.
At 3 a.m.
Yes. I was like too nervous. So I like went to sleep at, I think I went to sleep at 11 and I was up at 1.
Yeah.
And then like I did everything, like got ready, even though I was ready, but I had to get all my kids ready, Chad ready. Blah, 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 blah. So I was just like going nuts and Sarah came to pick me up. I grabbed a Red Bull and we headed off and I was like just a ball of nerves. And that's why if you saw on our Instagram, Sarah took a snap of me with a barf bag because I literally thought, oh, shoot, I'm going to be like one of the people who pukes on a plane. Like that's going to be, it's going to smell. It's going to be so gross.
I had to play like her role as mother. I'm like, when the cart comes down, get yourself a 7-Up or a Sprite.
Yeah, that I ate some crackers and I had a Sprite and I felt so much better. And now I feel much better. My anxiety has gone away. My kids are okay. Everything's cool. I'm having a good time. But I am like, I'm excited for today. Okay. So yeah. So our flights were fine. We landed in ATL, which I was so excited about. I've never been there. So the airport was wow.
Well, first LAX.
It was a lot. Okay. Back to LAX. So we are waiting, you know, for our flight to board. And Sarah went to go get a
Starbucks,
a coffee. So I'm sitting there and I'm just like minding my own business and I'm watching like a hawk. I'm looking for production people. I'm looking for producer Jerry. I'm looking for anybody who I can recognize. Well, all of a sudden I see out of the corner of my eye, this lady keep on like popping up and going to our like terminal desk. I'm like, why does that lady look familiar? Like, there was just something about her. Son of a gun, it was Dana Schroeder, Stassi's mom. And, you know, she had her fire red hair. Her locks were, you know, up in an updo. She was wearing little shorts with like these little flats, like ballet flats, Mary Jane ballet flats. I was like, that's it. I've never seen anyone travel in something like that. She had her jewelry on for sure. And she seemed like a little like stressed out about something. And like she was on the phone, like talking to someone the entire time.
Yeah, she was.
So we were like, oh my God, she's got, I was, and I'm like, okay, right now I'm going to manifest her sitting next to me. Please, 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 please. Cause Sarah booked us on the aisle. So I thought, okay, one of us has a shot of having her sit in the middle seat next to us. We'll become best friends and the rest will be history.
And we're just kicking ourselves that we weren't wearing any Georgie Jules jewelry.
Yes.
It would have been a great icebreaker.
It would have. So we get on the plane and we sit down and we're every single person that walks by, like our seats are still empty next to us. So each person that comes down the road, we're like, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? Finally, they're like, the doors are closing on the airplane. And she didn't get on.
Yeah.
She did not get onto our flight. So she was extremely early for her flight.
Yeah. Or she was trying to go standby on ours or something.
Yeah.
So, but we did see she made it in the air like half an hour after us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
She made it.
Yeah. And then we get to Atlanta. And, well, that was just rush, right?
Nothing. Yeah. 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 We got to Atlanta and then, so we had just a short time to make it to our next flight. So, we get over there and we're talking and the whole time Sarah and I were very aware to like, we were being mindful to not like say like, oh, we're on our way to Jackson Brittany's wedding. Cause we knew people could be around us or you could just feel the energy. You could just know that people knew what we were talking about. So we were being very careful. Well, we were having a conversation like off to the side cause all these like weirdo people were lining up and being all aggressive to get on the airplane.
Well, and we were actually having a conversation about Tom and Katie.
We were.
Including
yes.
pictures that I was blowing up on my phone.
Yes. From OOTD day.
Correct.
And we did happen to critique a couple of the outfits, one of them being Katie's. And we look up and right there in front of us, like our eyes, like it was like slow motion for me. It was like, oh, my God, that is Katie's mom.
Yeah.
yeah. So Katie's mom was standing right next to us. And so she boarded. And she had an upgraded seat.
Comfort Plus.
Comfort yeah. Plus.
She traded me.
Yeah. Trade me.
Trade me. Well, trade me.
Why do you get an upgrade? Why do you get to go up there? Trade me.
So, you guys, we're going to post pictures in the Facebook group. We've got some good ones so far and, you know, of all of yesterday, which we'll get into now.
Yeah. So that was like the most like interesting thing that happened on the flight. So then we landed and we had to actually check our baggage on our second flight because the plane was so little. They held our stuff underneath. And then as soon as we got off the plane, they handed it to us. But we had to wait for a second for them to hand it to us. So we took a while to get off of the plane. Like I would say probably an extra 15 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to Katie's mom who was able to get right off. She had a checked bag and everything. But when we exited to go get our rental car, she was still posted up outside of the airport waiting for, I'm assuming, an Uber or someone to pick her up. Or
I think it was a pickup because there was a whole line of Ubers waiting.
Yeah, and they were like hungrily looking at her for mm-hmm. like, do you want a ride? And she was like nervously looking down at her phone waiting for someone to get her. And you guys, it was hot when we got off that plane yeah. and like muggy and she was in like a long dress and a sweater. She had to really be hot.
Yeah.
So we left. She was still there.
I mean, we were going to ask her if she needed a ride, but
yeah, we decided, we'll just leave her alone. Yeah. She's okay.
I mean, it's Katie's mom. So
yeah.
I mean, nothing against Terry. I'm sure she's a lovely person. But, you know, if it was like no one else's mom either. If it was Jax's mom, would have offered her a ride.
Totally. Or Kristen's mom. I really like Kristen's mom, too. What was I just going to say? Shoot, I just lost my train of thought.
No, I would have offered Dana or Erica or any of them.
I think Katie's mom seems really nice. Oh, no, I know what I was going to say. One note on Katie's mom is she's seeing her in person and not on TV. She's really little. She's very, very petite. As in her like I feel like she was shorter than I am.
Yeah, because like Katie's like more statuesque and like taller.
I mean, Katie's got to be like
at least 5'9". I'd say 5'8". I mean, it's hard. Sometimes she's in heels, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think she's taller than most of the girls and they're not short. But like I'm 5'2.5" and I feel like her mom was shorter than me. Like she was like very little.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. So that was the only note about her. One more like very like crazy thing, like, or a dumb detail. Her nails were painted in like a Beauty and the Beast Belle burgundy rose color. So she's like very on theme.
Which is a theme. We've witnessed this.
Yes.
There are a lot of candelabras here in cellophane.
Yes.
Let's just say that. Well, we'll post a picture too.
Yeah. Okay. So we drive to the castle. Now, the reason why we have been so secretive about this, you guys, of staying here is Sarah and I are literally staying in the room that Jax and Brittany will be staying in. And we just didn't want to have any problem checking in or, you know, like we wanted to make sure that like we could fulfill what we wanted to do before announcing it or before the castle maybe saying we don't really want, you know, we're gonna move you guys to a different hotel, we have an event. We just wanted to keep it on the DL. So we weren't trying to like string you along, we just wanted to make sure we got the experience for you.
Yeah, that it was safe. So this is where, as you saw on the Bravo app, this is the room that they're staying in. But not only just staying in as of starting tonight, they were actually staying in at the night before we got here, and they had to get moved because of us and because of our reservation.
Yes. So we drive from the airport, which was, it's only 5 minutes, which is really convenient. And we pull onto the property and there is a security person posted up. This was more of a, we'll get into what is there right now, but this was like just a pretty casual saying, where are you going? We say we're checking in. So they let us through. It's a small property, so they should know who their guests are. I don't think it's hard to keep track of what's going on.
No.
They seem to be pretty casual about it, too. But, okay, so we go and we check in. We're so excited. We have our luggage. We have our bag. We've been traveling since freaking 3 in the morning.
Yeah, and it's now 5 p.m. East Coast time.
So, I mean, we have, like, really been through it. And we just want our room, like, to get, like, freshened up and, you know, just, you know how it is when you're traveling. So we get there and the guys, and mind you, what time was it when we got here? 4:45 at least.
Yeah, 4:45 to 5.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 4:45. And by the time we were done, whatever, it was 5 for sure. Okay. So we're like, hi, like we're here to check in. And he's like, great. Really took his time at the desk, you know.
Like 100 questions. Like, are you here? Where, like, did you hear about us? Any special? I was like,
can you just hand us the key?
Right.
You know.
It's getting a little personal.
And as we are like checking in, we see right away that we hear Brittany. You can hear Brittany talking in the other room. We see Kara, her best friend. And we see, as we pulled up, we saw Zach was here also.
Right. He was getting dropped off as we pulled in.
And Jax was zooming around like a little shark, like through the lobby and into the bar. So we're like, oh my God, here we go. So, like Sarah said, the guy was beating around the bush checking us in. And finally, after, you know, he asked her, can you read what's the security code on your card? It's like, can you not see it? Like, that was really ridiculous.
Yeah, that was weird. Explaining, well, I have to charge it 50 cents, but I'll refund it immediately. It's just to validate. I'm like, yeah, I've been in a hotel before.
Yeah, like, and 50 cents? Like, don't they, like, it's normally like a dollar. Why is it 50 cents?
Or $350 for a security, like, or order to the room kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, I have stayed in a hotel. You don't have to explain the whole thing.
Like, this was booked a long time ago. Like, it's not that, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like we just walked in and we're like, we were hoping to get it. Like, it was really ground zero that like,
when it was prepaid, I literally should have been able to walk in and then have my keys handed to me.
Yes.
Or quick sign a thing or quick flash of the ID. When I prepay, that's how it goes. And no, this was like, I might as well fill out all the damn car rental type of paperwork too, instead of, you know, gold.
So that was kind of like red flag number one, that something was going on. So then he proceeds to tell us, you know what, I'll let you know when your room is ready. In the meantime, would you like to have a short tour? And so
we're already like, well, check-in is like 4, but you know, most hotels you can usually check in before 4.
Yes.
But at the latest it should be 4. And there's only a few rooms here. It's not that hard. And it was Wednesday, so it's not like the castle was sold out Tuesday night. Come on.
Well, and considering like when you have to check out and like you know, like the price and everything, it's like that is just not a lot of value for
like 12 hours.
Yeah, it's just not cool. So both of our faces were just like, what?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, yeah, we'll take a tour, because right away we were thinking it will just give us more access and might as well not explore and have him show us.
Right.
So he takes our bags, puts them behind this tiny little like podium that's just in the middle of the room.
Yeah. You're not even sure it's a front desk, 'cause it's just like a little podium. You're like, I'm like, is this where you check in?
Yeah. And they're like, yeah. So he's like, let's go to the study. So we go to the study and he starts this tour, you guys. Oh my God. Now the castle boasts tours. Like you can take a tour, and by saying,
oh my God, don't.
No, by saying that like you are going to have a tour of the castle, it implies that there is a rich history and something that you may want to,
like in New Orleans, the plantation tours.
Yeah, like there's like a lesson behind it, or there's like a story, like a hero in the story, or some architecture that you really want to see and like learn about how it was installed, or
that it's historic architecture.
Yes.
Like in the Civil War.
Yes, or even like an interesting story. Like I'm down for an interesting or funny, whatever.
Also, these tours aren't cheap. I looked them up. They're like, and then they're like some with lunch, some without, but like $30 to $50.
Yeah.
Don't
like,
do it.
Like it's no joke. Like, I mean, they should be free. If you want to waste your time, they should pay you actually. So he starts talking, and right away I just got so uncomfortable. And you guys, I am not rude. Like usually I can sit there and like I feel bad. I always feel bad for people. Yeah. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Right away I was like twitching. I was like, what is going on? So he's like, the first thing he says is come into the study, and he says, you can either stand or you can sit, because I'm going to talk for a while. Like that's never a good opening.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know, like when someone says, I'm going to take you on a tour, I thought he was going to be like, here's the amenities, like here's the gym, here's the pool, here's the rooftop, like out here you can get a drink, or here's the cafe. Like,
right.
But this was not what it was. So he goes in there and he's, and I feel bad. Like I hope he doesn't listen to
like,
this and
really
get his
nice
feelings
guy.
Hurt. No,
and he did his
and
job.
I,
well.
Yeah, he was doing his job, but I'm not sure.
Is this really like the story of the tour? Because if it is, it's super boring. But also, like Holly said, he's stalling for time. They're buying time.
Well, and because I wish he would have. I mean, I know he said that our room wasn't ready, but it wasn't registering why it wouldn't be ready until we'll get to that in the story. But so he just starts off and he's like, so. He kept asking us questions that like clearly we didn't know. Like, for instance, he would be like, so have you heard the story of the castle? And we're like, so we'd be like, no. And
he'd be
like,
we're taking the tour.
And then he would say, OK, because some people have. And then he would continue. So then he would say,
do you know when this was built? Well, no, that's your job.
And he's like, oh, well, some people know. But here, I'll tell you. And it's like, well, wait, is like, so do people come to this tour telling you this stuff, because it was just very like the interaction that he was trying to get from us. Yeah. Like it was always a no answer. So I felt dumb. Like I couldn't contribute to the conversation, but then the conversation was stupid. So you guys, the story of this castle is that this dude built it
in 1969
with his wife at the time, but then they went through, they got divorced and they never spent one night in this castle. So Brittany and Jax are really starting off great with a wonderful love story. You know, this castle made of love that never happened. This castle basically broke up a marriage.
Yeah.
Then in 2004, it burned completely down.
Well, they said it remained empty from 1969 to 2003.
So the guy was trying to sell it. He was trying to, it was on the market this entire time and no one wanted to touch it because it was just a hot mess.
Except for the $6 million man.
Yes, who wanted to buy it for Farrah Fawcett.
Yes, but then like it was $1.8 million and he wouldn't spend that. I'm like, first of all, $1.8 million for a castle is kind of a steal.
No. That was what they... Yeah, that's what... Okay, so the guy died and... no one knew that the family was going to put it on the market, and the guy who bought it negotiated a deal for 1.8, and then everyone who wanted it was like, what the hell? Like, that's all you got for it? Like, right. It was like they offered that many times over, I think.
So that was 2003, and then in 2004, it burnt down to the stud, he said. He said, all of this inside, this is all new. So again, no history, no architectural things of note.
The only history
no
is
no hauntings.
But I mean the interesting story, I mean, and what he should have shared and how to make it more magical, I feel, is the person who bought the property and had the dream of building a castle and being unique, like had this vision, and like now it's finally realized. Like, but the way it was, like, it was just like this story of like failure and loss and tragedy and kind of like oddness. Like they even said, like, as it was remodeled, like the staircase hit the door so no one could walk in. Like, it sounded like there was just like weird things with it that, like, some person had a dream of having a castle and like now they finally opened it and it's kind of a working castle. Like, that's how it is.
Yeah.
So anyways, by this point, like, I'm losing it. Like, he's making no sense. The story is... So then he's like, let me show you the gift shop. So we're like, oh my God, thank God, we can stand up. He turns... Like, there's all this interesting... That's not true. There's not all this interesting stuff in there, but there was some merch in there. But what does he turn to us and say? Look it on the wall. Here are the blueprints. Have you seen the blueprints? Okay, here they are. Like... Well, I don't want to see the blueprints. I don't care. And why are they framed? Like, it just nothing, like all of the points of interest, like, just made no sense.
Yeah, you were looking at the shirts and I was looking for a toothbrush and toothpaste. Like, where's the real gift shop? Like, I don't care about the blueprints. I want a toothbrush and Holly wants a shirt.
And I want some chips or something.
Right. There's no chips.
I was, by this point, there's like, no, I'm, there's starving. No... Like, we'd been flying all day. Like, I had Cheez-Its and like a Sprite and I just wanted like something. So, I start panicking cause he's still stalling for time. And so I'm looking at my phone and so I interrupt him, which I was like, oh my God. I said, you know what? When do you think our room is going to be ready? Because I have a phone call to make and I need to know if I should step out or if our room's going to be ready and I can take it in there. And so he like is like panicking and he's like, well, I'll let you know. It should be in like very soon, like at the most 15 minutes.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry. This never happens. It's a weird glitch. It's just a little glitch that happened.
So we're like, okay. And the reason I said that was a couple of reasons. One, I knew I wanted to get some sort of video of Brittany, Jax, Zach, everybody. And I thought,
having FOMO.
Yeah. And I thought if I stepped out, like he can't keep me from making a phone call I need to make. Cause it was like, he pulled us into that room to keep us away. Like, don't you think? Like, he was getting us like out of the way so that whatever needed to go on was going on out there. Okay. Like, whether, you know, collecting their bags or whatever would happen. So the story is that Jax and Brittany, like Sarah said, were in the room that we are supposed to be in. Their stuff was in here and they did not get out at the by the time we were supposed to check in at 4 o'clock. So at 5 o'clock, their stuff was still in our room and they had to go collect it and then re-clean the room. I pray to God they re-cleaned it well because Sarah slept in the Jax and Brittany bed.
And I found a dirty or a used candy wrapper. It was a high C chew strawberry flavor on the nightstand.
Well, thank God that's all the only wrapper you found. Like, well, we know that Jackson and Brittany don't use protection, so no, it wouldn't be a condom.
Wouldn't use a condom.
No, they just that jizzed right in the bed.
Lead to believe that I was sleeping on Jax's side because that's like the kind of candy he eats.
Really?
Well, it's like a.
I thought that was like a Brittany thing.
Well, he eats those gusher things. It's kind of in the same.
Ooh, you're right. Good call. Good call. You're right. It's gusher adjacent.
So I kept thinking, I'm like, oh God, did they change the pillowcases? Like, what if his greasy face is getting onto mine? His soiled oils.
Ew.
I know. I was having a hard time with that. And then the bathroom, I was looking at the bathroom. I'm like, ooh, is that, because there's all those dots around it. I'm like, is that mold or is that a design?
I know. I kept looking at that too. And then I was like, I was surprised. I looked too, because I was going to like really point it out. There was not one hair in there. Like I was looking for Brittany's hair.
Oh.
Or, you know, something, and they did a good job of cleaning it. So, but they did a good job in the bathroom, but there's other things, there's some other questionable things in this room. Okay.
It is not the value of the price. Also in this room are several little machines that Holly said are used to repel rodents.
Oh my God.
And there are all sorts of little there's mouse holes.
Yes. And there's rat traps outside.
There's a big one underneath the sink. There's one over here by the fridge. There's one upstairs.
Wait, what is a big one under there?
It's the
repellent thing?
Uh-huh.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. He slept down here.
Fudge.
You had the rats and I had the Jax.
Oh my God.
Face oil on my skin.
I would have slept in the car if I knew that.
Look, there's a bug right there now.
Ew.
So there's all these creepy crawlies coming out of the crevices of the cabinetry and crown moldings and stuff like that. Because nothing's like sealed up. So,
and like as this, the room is beautiful. It's stunning. I feel like the way to describe it is I feel like it's like Rapunzel's tower. Like it's like a cylinder. Like we're in like the cylinder of the castle, like on the edge.
The turret.
Yeah. But there's just things that are like unfinished. Like it just needs like another coat of paint or something.
And like the TV is just like a monitor stuck up in a little.
And there's no channels. Like there's absolutely no Bravo. And there's like not even like Disney Channel. Nothing.
Yeah.
No MTV. Nothing.
You pulled up, what was it, like Gunsmoke or something? It was black and white. And then if I were here, this is not the room I would want to be in as a bride. Unless they're getting ready somewhere else, like in the ballroom. Because the bathroom's upstairs, but it's like this stairway that's curved because it is going up into the cylinder. And it kind of gets small. It's a little claustrophobic, but it's also like easily trippable. So if bridesmaids are going up and down in their heels and their long gowns, you're going to trip. And there's only one bathroom up there. And it's just not very big. If you're going to have 12 bridesmaids getting ready together, there's no room.
12 girls cannot get ready here. There's no way.
No.
I imagine that if this is truly where they're going to like powwow, it will be Brittany and
like her mom. And
yeah. A bridesmaid or something. Kara. And I can't see that that's how she wants to do it. So
yeah,
I'm wondering if they're maybe going to get ready somewhere else or.
And then this is just for her.
The
Jax.
Ballroom they said is used for something like that's one of the, it's either the cocktail hour or something like that. Like, but they're not setting it up, but, in the tour and the Bravo thing, they're using that.
Okay.
Also, the AC right now at, 9:48 in the morning is sufficient. But when we were up there, last night, the bathroom, I almost passed out in there. Like, it is really hot.
The AC does not hit the bathroom.
Uh-uh.
So, and then there's an ice machine, which, Jax and Brittany were in here because it was completely empty. And then we saw it refill itself over the course of the next couple hours. So they drain the ice. I've never seen an ice machine like that. Have you?
No, it's actually kind of cool though.
Yeah, it's like a portable ice machine in the room. Because because there is no probably way to get ice, because there's no menu of like room service or, well, there's no phone in the room. So if you need something, you're walking.
And there's no like information binder, you know, how like that's pretty normal when you stay somewhere like
that has the room service
or like the pool hours or
emergency or
yeah.
Well, where can I find a local church?
Yes.
That's always pretty much the
thing. Is there a Bible in this room?
There's a church across the street, and I think they have Bibles.
Well, I mean, we need to check the drawer and put something in the Bible, because that's like, you know, you need to put some money in there, because that's what good people do.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you always at a hotel fling through the Bible because people put money in there. Like if you're going through a hard time.
And then do you take it?
If you need to.
Oh.
If you need it from the good Lord, you take it. If you can give, you give.
Okay. I've never heard that.
I saw it on TikTok. It's like an app, you know. It's like a little thing. We'll go check it. Because I hope that they read the Bible before they exchange vows and, you know, get their head right. Okay, so
and then as they're reading the Bible passages, like all the wires start going.
Yeah,
like Jax's finger in the holy water.
And they read the passage where it says, have faith and be strong.
What? What'd you say? She punches the pastor out.
I was watching Jax and Brittany take Kentucky, you know, for like a little bit of inspo on Kentucky and just to, you know, really feel out the family again and just get familiar. And I love how her father, Don, multiple times as he was lecturing Jack would reference a Bible verse. He'd be like, Psalms 31 says that when you find a good woman, she's a jewel. Have you found your jewel, Jax? And Jax is like, you know, but he likes to like actually recall the chapter of the Bible where his message is coming from.
I mean, that's a little dismissive, like, oh, I'm just a jewel.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm just candy. I'm decoration for you. One could take it either way.
Yeah.
Maybe because I don't really like treasure jewels, so I take it as an insult instead of a compliment.
You don't treasure jewels, your friend?
I do not call her that, so.
Oh, jewels.
Okay, so whatever. Tour's done. He brings us up to the rooftop. He leaves us up there, and he's like, so I'll come find you when
Okay, so the whole time he's on us like flies on poop.
Yeah.
Like we can't even like breathe without him like saying over there where you just took that breath. That's where, you know, it's like, and then suddenly we get to the roof and he's like, okay, here's the roof. So go ahead, look around, get a drink, do what you want to do. And I'll let you know as soon as the room's ready. And he just disappeared. And we're like, how do we get back down? Like it was the most, like, I have no idea where he went.
Right.
Or what was his like plan right like, there?
Wiggled his nose and bing.
It was really bizarre. So we're like, should we go? Like Sarah's like, should we go get a drink? And I'm like, no. Because the bar was small and that's where they all were. And I was like, no, we can't go. I don't want to.
And I'm like, yes, we're going. You will regret it.
And Sarah's like, this is why we're here in Kentucky. Like, pull it together. And I'm like, like I need a paper bag.
And so we go to the bar, and the thing is, when you enter the bar stools are like right there. So you kind of have to like shimmy around the person at the end of the bar, which in this case was Jax. You kind of have to like scooch around him to get into the bar, which is a very small room.
Well, why couldn't they have moved the heck over? Like they really were acting like they owned the place, yes. You know, like no one else was there. Like his body literally was blocking the passage. Right. Like, and that's where they were sitting. If they would have just moved 2 inches over, everything would have been fine. But yeah, you know, he was out. So Sarah walks in first and she's like, everyone turns and looks. Like the room goes silent and they're like, what are you doing here?
But then the bartender came over and I'm like, hi, I guess our room's not ready yet. So he told us just to come have a drink. So I wanted everyone to know we were there for legit reasons. We have a room. And she's like, oh, okay. So we sat down and she brought us a cocktail menu. And so the cast, so it was Brittany, Kara,
Zach
and his big white butt. I took a photo of that. Did you see his plumber's butt happening?
Mm-hmm.
And Jax and then Lori, the PR person.
Mm-hmm.
So Holly and I go about 5 feet away, sit at a little cocktail table. She brings over the menu, whatever, but they're all eating. So they're at the bar, they're talking, they're eating, but I don't know. It was a little awkward.
It was so a lot awkward. Freaking awkward. It was, yes, it was just like a lot.
Because we kept getting like a death glare from Kara a couple times.
Yeah. It was just like very obvious that like they were there and we were there. Well, and at the time we did not know that the reason that our room was being, you know, or our room was not ready was because they were in it and moving out. So I think that truly what it is they realized they are the reason we're moving our stuff out.
Right.
So I think that that's why the looks were cut, but I don't know why Kara was looking at us like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I immediately thought she knows exactly who we are and that's why she's looking at us like this. Mm-hmm. Or she has some idea of who we are. Like, it was
just thinks it's weird that these two girls are staying here on a Wednesday night, because that is a little random.
Yeah.
Like, we're just two random chicks on a Wednesday night staying in a castle. It's a little weird. Like, I might look and be like, what's up with that? Like a couple. So we ran into a couple we'd be friends with later on. Okay, well, they're a couple. Still weird. It's Wednesday night. But they're a couple. We're just like two random chicks that don't appear to be a couple.
Yeah, but I think I definitely think like the front desk was wondering.
I explained it to him because he asked me all these, why are you here? Da, 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 and I had my story ready. I'm like, well, I was told to come here. Someone, you know, they came here and they said, you have to check it out. We're here for work. So we'll go over to Lexington.
Yeah, but you did not say anything that really nixed the fact that we were a couple.
I said we had work this weekend.
We still could be a couple.
Gross. Not there's nothing wrong with that. I'm grossed out by
that's
Holly.
That's rude. Yeah. That's really rude.
I find
rude.
Her very unattractive.
Very rude.
Zero.
God.
Zero attraction to you.
Damn.
Sorry.
So rude.
So we're sitting there awkwardly, and it's even more awkward because A, we have like already traveled all this way. So, you know, we've talked about everything there is to talk about. We're tired. We're hungry. And we're sitting there at the bar, just basically, we're both staring at our phones because we're both desperately trying to hear what's going on. But it looks like we're like in a fight or just don't like each other because we're not really having a dialogue. And so then we start to fake have a dialogue so it doesn't look that weird, because they sensed it, because you could tell like Jax kept asking Brittany things and she wasn't answering them because I think she didn't want to say things out loud.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think that she was very aware that we were there. And Kara never, like, it was, they were at the bar, so their back should have been to us. But Kara would never, like, Kara was sitting sideways and pretty much angled right at us. So she was sitting backwards in her chair looking at us when she could have just been facing forward
and eating the food that was in front of them.
Yeah.
Right. So Jax kept, so then we
why
heard
that, weren't we offered a food menu, by the way?
Oh, maybe because they said we were just going to have a drink.
I still would have liked to see the menu.
So Jax had a burger and he ate everything but the bun, and he had fries, but only a few were missing. Kara and Brittany were sharing like this pepper charcuterie kind of thing. I think now that she knows what it is, I'm going to have to get myself one of those things.
Sorry, guys. Sarah is on the tail end of a cough.
As usual, right? This is like
cold. She's turning off her mic, but I think it's still being captured on mine. And there will be no editing today because we are in Kentucky, you guys. So just deal with it.
I'll grab the pillow. So anyways, that's when we heard about the bags and they had to move rooms and...
Yeah. Okay. So we sit down and, like Sarah said, we just went into silent mode because they were talking so fast and it was so fun that we were like going to get information for you guys and for ourselves. And so we were just listening and I immediately opened my phone so I could start taking notes. And that's when Jack started like barking at Brittany. He's like, Brittany, we got to do this bag thing. Let's get this bag thing done. And I was like, what is this bag thing? Like, is he talking about the gift bags? Is he talking about, you know, what bag? Then I figured out, oh my God, he's talking about moving his bags out of the room.
Yeah, I think because Zach asked, because Zach had just got there. He's like, what's going on? She's like, oh, well, we have to move rooms, I guess.
She's all, they need to move us. And that's when I was like, oh my God, we are the reason that they're moving. But I do want to just note that they were like very, they weren't like at that point, they could have mouthed off, especially with us sitting there to let us know that they were not pleased that we were there. But she just said, they have to move us. And Jax didn't complain about it either. He just said, let's go take care of it. So I thought that was like very respectful of them and like kind of kind to us. And also like shout out to Kentucky Castle for not booting us from a room or offering us a different room or some sort of discount because they couldn't offer us this room.
I was really worried about that, especially once we saw that Jax and Brittany were already here. I was like, oh God, they're going to move us. And I'm going to have to tell a story about why I need this specific room. And I had my story planned.
but
they honored the correct reservation. So mad props for that, because I was going to assume the worst.
Yeah. So that's really cool. So we're sitting there. We order our drink and they start talking. So we start taking notes. So let's get into what we heard, what we think we know, what our plan is. And yeah.
Yeah, so Jax is like, Brittany, when's the party? What time's the party? Where's the party again? When's the party? Tomorrow.
And while he's saying this, there is an awkward pause and a visible note in like the change of Kara's like body language that she's like stiffening because Jax is asking where and when the party is right in front of us. And Brittany was pausing to not answer.
Yeah.
Like she wanted him to drop it and he wouldn't. He was like a kid that was like, mom. And he's like, when's the party? Where's the party? Where? When? And so finally she's like, Jax, it's going to be after the rehearsal dinner. So probably at 10 o'clock and it's at Bell's. What's the full name?
Bell's Cocktail House.
Bell's, you know, the cocktail house. It's a cocktail house, Jax, okay? And he's like, okay, so that's where the party's going to be? Okay, so the party's going to be after, okay, so at about 10.
Yeah, you know, she's like, well, the rehearsal dinner's at 7:30.
So when we finish with that, then we'll go over there.
Like at 10 or 11.
So,
and thank you. Now we don't have to stalk you guys on Instagram.
So what's awesome about that is, you know, we can go there, be there before they are there, set up shop and bring you guys more exclusive info.
And they can't accuse us of following them because we were there first.
We will be there first. We will get a good couch seat. So we're excited about that. This place is supposed to be super cool, like a 3-story bar with like a rooftop. And one of our wonderful listeners and Facebookers messaged us about this exact place and told us to go there, that there's awesome drinks. So this was already on our list of places to hit. So this just makes it easier, like Sarah said, to eliminate, you know, following them and figuring out where. And by following them, I'm talking about Instagram, not physically talking about following them. There's like tons of like side conversations going on through this whole thing. And they're talking in their fast, not as Southern accents as we hear on the show.
So you guys, I had to go up to pay the bill and Brittany was paying the bill. And so it was just Brittany and Kara left. So I was right next to Brittany. Her and Kara were talking and she's like, so Kara, do you think I should get like a bottle of bourbon? And we're on the show. She'd be like, Kara, do you think I should get a bottle of bourbon? But in real life, IRL, her accent was significantly downgraded.
And by the way, thank you guys for picking up our drink tab at that bar, because Sarah went to pay the tab because I was like frozen and like would not move. So she was having to like take action for us. But you guys picked up the tab for those drinks. So thank you so much. And you guys, we are doing a video for you and we appreciate so much everyone who contributed to getting us here to Kentucky. And, we're having so much fun and we really appreciate it. And we hope you guys appreciate the content that we're bringing you too. all these little inside info things that will be fun to watch when the wedding airs.
Yeah, and we'll be posting videos and pictures throughout today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
The other thing they were talking about, so then I heard Kara ask Brittany, so am I standing next to you or is Katie? And she said, no, you are. And then Katie, she's like, you're walking up with Sandoval. So anyone still wondering if Sandoval's best man? Yes, he is. Kara's walking up with Sandoval. Katie's walking up with Schwartz. And then it goes her sisters and Jeannie, and then Kristen. And then she named like Marianne. And then so I'm assuming the other VPR girls are then at the end. So that's the order. But she specifically said something about Kristen, like Kristen's going to be like the front of the pack, the front of the rest of them. once you get past Kara, Katie, and the sisters, then it's Kristen. So she's like the number one of the losers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's okay. So there's that. Oh, we'll finish what you heard in the bar, and then we'll talk about what we found out later out at the pool.
Let's see. Okay. Yeah. The other thing that,
Zach and the phone, yeah. And the,
so Zach was really,
vocal
and like really trying to like talk to Brittany and Jax. Like he was trying to really say a lot, and he was like super excited, and he's like, he confronted Jax about a text. He's like, Jax, did you send that to the group text? And like, there was something in the way that he said it, like there had possibly been a little bit of drama with this before, because I felt like Jax and Brittany were both touchy about it, because Brittany jumped on right away and she's like, well, I think it's because he has you in the boys text.
Yeah, he's like, why am I not in the group thread, you guys?
And like, Brittany answered for him, and Jax like just didn't even care. He's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, I don't care. It's just that I want to know, like, I'm just trying to help to make sure that everyone gets the message of what you're saying. And I'm just saying, I did not receive that text. And Jax is like, yes, you did. You just replied, ha ha ha, right here. And he's like, yeah, I know I got that. But he's like, you know what? I don't know. I'm just saying that it's really like hard when you get your phone stolen.
Yeah. And Jax is like, you replied. It says, ha, ha, ha. Oh, well, that's because I was on my computer and I logged on that way. And Jax is like, oh, he's like, so what's the problem?
Yeah, it was very bizarre. And then Brittany piped in and she's like, oh, I know all about getting your phone stolen. Whenever I lived here, my phone used to get stolen every weekend.
And we had house parties all the time. I lost it every weekend. Someone stole it.
She added that in after Jax gave her a look when she said that she lost her phone got stolen every weekend when she lived here. Because I don't know, I felt like he was like, was that at Aaron's house? Like it was. You could, like, and she's like, hell? It was. She's like, it was a house party.
I'm like, what the hell were you doing where you're losing your phone every weekend?
It's getting
like,
blitzed,
right? I'm sure. How many people steal phones? Like, I mean, I know it happens, but like every weekend, that sounds to me like a little bit more than a coincidence.
So then there was another conversation that I heard that blew my mind. So they're talking about wedding licenses. And I noticed that I'm sure that, you know, right now everyone's really letting Brittany have her moment. You know, this is her day. This is her dream. So I felt like a lot of things that were being talked about, Brittany had the answer for. Everyone else really stayed quiet, but she had an answer for everything. Not in a know-it-all way, but in, I can't describe how it is. It was like, it was just that person who always has something to say, you know, and like kind of in like a, and it might not even be right, but they just like have to say it, and everyone, like no one else wants to, they don't have the energy to correct them. So they just let them go. Mm-hmm. There's someone in my life like this. Okay. So she's like, they're like, well, what are you going to do about your wedding license? And she's like, well, they're like, what did Tom and Katie do? And they're like, well, they never got a license. They didn't do it. They just had their wedding. And so right away, like everyone, like each person said, well, then they're not married.
They are not.
They just had a ceremony. They are not married.
Right.
And they like literally each of them said that. So I was like, oh OMG. So I immediately went on my phone to look to see if there was a public record of Tom and Katie's wedding, and I cannot find it. Now, I can't say that they are not married because I have not done my research well. I'm sure that I can find out for sure if they are, but I know you can seal your marriage. So, to make it private.
But why would they even do that?
I know.
And why would they
know? I know a lot of people who do.
But why would they even think to do that?
It's just an option. It's like making your number unlisted. You can do that. It's just like,
But there's no point. Like, they had a public televised wedding. Like,
that's true.
So, and I don't think that they would be like, well, what are our options? Like, can we have this private so no one knows if we really, like, they wouldn't have that conversation. I think they're just so dumb. They just never got the license.
Maybe.
Or not dumb, just like, or lazy or procrastinators.
Yeah, maybe.
So you couldn't find it. We've asked someone else that has like legal search access to look into it.
Yeah. So we will get back to you guys on that one. Or if any of you guys have access to something like that, check it out for us.
But then Brittany was saying something weird too. She's like, well, what we have to do is we have to get like the paperwork here and then on Monday send it to California courthouse to get. It's like, no, you don't have to send it to California. Like, you're married in Kentucky, that means you're married in California. Like, we honor that, same country, you know. Like, that makes no sense. Does she think that
the only thing that I'm thinking is that there is like after they literally say I do, then Lance will sign it and then that makes it official, and it does still have to be like something has to be done because
maybe he's only ordained in California. I don't know if the ordained thing is a thing.
Maybe, because I know that when Chad and I got ours, we went to the courthouse, which Jax and Brittany just did, but then obviously when we got married, the priest or whoever it was signed, and then I think there's a service where they file it after that, because if you don't actually exchange, you know, like there is, it's a two-part thing.
Okay, well, Michaela got married in Minnesota, but they live in California. They didn't have to go to the courthouse, or, you know, let me ask her.
No, you don't have to go. It's not, it has nothing to do with California. It's, there's a two-part thing. If you're not doing your ceremony at the courthouse, then something has to be done on the second part. Because
once the pastor signs it and you and your witnesses sign it,
yes,
then you have to file it with the...
with here. It, nothing to do with California. Right. Like, there's just...
oh, they're just going to file in California because they're leaving on Monday instead of filing it here.
That still wouldn't make sense to me, but yeah, maybe. I mean, that just seems like it would be confusing.
Right. We'll look into this more.
Yeah. I'm sure it's here. I'm sure that there's like just a service that...
like, wouldn't you just mail it
though? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll ask Michaela what she did.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
So we're not sure if Katie and Tom are married is the point of the story. Legally. They're probably going on common law at this point though. They've lived together that long. So then we go out and we're touring around. So then we meet up with Heather and Penny. They come and we show them around the castle. And as we're showing them around, this girl is walking around. She's at the pool with her husband, but she passes us by. We're kind of taking some pictures and everything because Heather and Penny had just gotten here. And she came up to us and she's like,
you guys weren't just taking pictures. So... Sarah and Heather are taking pictures of the reception area, snapping pictures of the flowers that are in buckets, like full on,
and
like
the gift bags, and
like they're taking like the candelabras. Their flash is like reflecting on this glass window, and the girl's like, she's like, "Are you guys by any chance here to see Vanderpump Rules?" And we're like, "Yes, are you?"
Yeah. And then she's like, "Yeah."
And then she's like, we booked this place, you know, for the same, I don't, it was so validating to know that there was A, another guest here, and B, that they booked it just like we did, you know, it was really cool. So she was so nice, and it was nice to get a different perspective of her staying in the other tower because she could see different things than we did. She heard different things than we did. And it was just fun to have like another person to talk to.
Yeah. She said, what they were having dinner, and Jax was again still storming in and out.
Agitated. Yeah. She thought he was mad.
Yeah, because she wanted to ask for a picture, but she said his vibe was so angry that she was too afraid to.
Which he loves to do. Like, yes. That's, and I told her, I was like, look, the second that he sees someone, he just, I think he acts like that to have people not come up to him. But, okay, so.
So she talked to someone here, and they gave her a lot of, like, intel and whatnot, said like the other Bravo Labs where they're staying is 21C Hotel, and that tonight, like Shep Rose and kind of the Summer House crew, that people like that are staying at this hotel in Lexington, and that they're all going to like drinks and dinner at Lockbox at like 7:30.
Uh-huh.
So we're like, okay, well, thank you for that. So we can go there and then we can go over to Bell's, which I'm sure where they'll all meet up then afterwards. So we're hoping for a big Bravo Liberty party tonight. But that was helpful.
Yeah, I'm wondering if and then we heard from another source that the crew and some of the parents are staying at the Hilton and
Lance Bass.
And that they are filming at a bar tonight. So we're assuming that means that's the after thing, but they could be filming a couple little things before at Lockbox, you know, with the guys having a drink or something. You never know.
Yeah.
And I did see the guy filming outside over right there last night.
Yep. Yeah. So we went downtown Lexington last night for dinner with Heather. And as we were leaving, right around the corner was one of the production guys with cameras and whatnot. Holly recognized him from the castle, that because when we pulled into the castle, like, and the whole time we were here, the crew has been all over the grounds lighting things, doing exterior shots, you know, setting up the rooftop.
The other thing that is like incredibly alarming is okay, let's talk about the setup really quick and then we'll get going because we have a lot to do still today. So the setup is alarming, you guys. It is Thursday, the day of the wedding rehearsal, the day before the wedding at 10:15 a.m. And they are nowhere near, I'm talking nowhere near being ready. Like everything is still in plastic bags. The staging area for the reception is a mess. Like we have pictures of it, like not a mess as in, I'm sure it's like organized chaos, but it is chaos. Like all of the flowers were there. Yes. Like that's a kind of early for the flowers early to be here. And it's hot AF.
Yes.
And they have the air conditioning blaring in there, but still it seems really early. So to put the flowers together in there is going to make such a mess.
Yes.
I would have preferred that they brought them in, like do that somewhere else and drive them in.
You usually bring them in that morning.
Yeah. That's a way to cut costs right there.
They're not getting married till like 6 o'clock. Why wouldn't you bring them in on Saturday?
I don't know. They're going to be dead.
Unless those flowers are for the rehearsal dinner tonight.
Maybe, but still that was early.
That's a lot of money.
So everything is, and literally the chairs, Sarah is like, there's no way they're setting up the chairs right now, is there? And I'm like, oh no, they kept talking about there's another event. They have the chairs for the wedding set up already. And they were set up since yesterday.
Wednesday.
Like, and they were wasting time. The wedding planner was over there setting them up. Like, do that later. Go work on that mess in the reception area.
They're going to sit outside. Okay. And it's been raining here, I guess, for weeks. It's going to rain again. It's supposed to rain today even. They're going to get so dirty. And granted, they're probably going to cover them. They're just like the Lucite chairs right now. But like, why are you setting them up? They're going to get filthy sitting out here in the dew and the, if it rains and they're, you know, I don't know.
So, and then the rooftop, they boasted that like it's lit and like it's this beautiful thing. We went up there. It was dark as heck. They didn't turn the lights on and production has lights lined all around like that, the outside of the roof and with all of these cords, like you can tell they've tested the power, but maybe it's not working yet or something. So, this morning, I went out for a walk at like 6 a.m. cause I just wanted to get like fresh pictures before like everything changes. And, they've moved couches up there. They've moved umbrellas. Some of the lighting was like cleaned up a little bit. And the where they're having the rehearsal, they've completely set up the tables. They've added like covers to the chairs, like you said, in the rehearsal area. And you guys, it is one guy and his assistant doing this. Like you would think there would be a crew of like 30 people.
Yeah.
Like he needs to recruit some more people. And like the other people who I did see like come in helping is literally like the dad of someone like loading his truck. He was like, he put some wood for the bonfire. Like he was laying that out tonight. Mm. Like that wood was not available for us, the hotel guests, yesterday, but they're right. getting it ready for filming now.
Right.
So there's like, they're adding all these things just like on the, like the fly. They're like, hurry, get some wood. Like it's, and I don't know how they're going to pull it off. So we're going to go walk around right now and then we're having lunch here. But so we are documenting kind of like what they're doing. And then we talked about security too. Now they have security out front and it's this lady who
like she comes sprinting out, waving her hand. I was like, yeah, I'm now going like 1 mile an hour and she's still waving her hand. I'm like, I got it. I got to stop. You know, I know it.
What that reminded me of? Scientology.
Yes.
Big time. Like yes. She is possibly a Scientologist.
And she was like, so we pull over because we had gone to get Starbucks this morning before the podcast. And she's like, can I help you? And we're like, yeah, we're just staying here. Are you, you're staying here?
You're checked in fully?
You're checked in? Or are you checking in? We're like, we're checked in. And we're both acting annoyed because, well, we are.
I filmed it too. We can put that in there. Oh. She's like, we might come off okay. really bitchy though.
But she still paused and she was like, oh, okay, well then. But she didn't ask my name, my room number.
Yeah, nothing.
A key. And we're just like, can we get go about our business?
Yeah, she should have said, can I see the key?
Yeah, top-notch security. So they are beefing security up. We're wondering if Heather and Penny are coming over for lunch, if they're going to have a problem getting in for lunch. But
I'm sure they're going to grill them, but they should let them in because they have reservations. So,
okay, you were saying something though before. Okay, the reception. The rooftop. So the other thing going on like all throughout this hotel, but up on the roof. So they've installed all these like wooden plank ramps. So to make it wheelchair friendly, like in the bathroom, but they're not, they're just like plop down. Like you can trip on them. Like Kristen is so going to trip on that.
I tripped like 18 times yesterday. Everything is done half-assed.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to polish that up or not, but as of right now, it's more of a hazard
it would be without the ramp. They should stop working on their little tour speech and work on what the castle looks like. Honestly, like
yeah.
put that energy into like perfect, like the place is gorgeous. All it needs is a little bit of finishing. Like someone needs to come in with an eye for finishing.
Yeah.
And
details.
Yeah. And making it comfortable for someone to like actually stay.
Yeah. Cause there was so like, we didn't have the doors open. There's no windows open, but yet our room was just filled with bugs and spiders all night. Like, and on the bed too, I probably six times had to brush off one of those like giant flying mosquito things that had landed on the bed. And like, all we did was like walk out the door and in the door, we didn't like hold the door open, but so there's a lot of bugs in here.
I mean, is it like that in Minnesota ever? Like, is this
not
is
to, no, not
like, are people going to be like, oh my God, they don't even know how bugs are in.
No, there's a lot of bugs in Minnesota. I came back with a whole bunch of bites, but like,
they don't rush into your house.
No. And like, well, we have screens, you know,
that's what they need. They don't screens rush here. In. Yeah.
And then last night, did you hear me freak out when I walk upstairs, I go in the bathroom, this giant like black moth like attacks me. I'm like, ah, and I'm trying to shoo it outside. And oh, it was a nightmare. So yeah, of course. And this happens in California too. Of course. That's why I always say if we're hanging out back, like shut the door because bugs are attracted to the light, right? And they'll go in the house. Yeah, it happens in my house. It happens in Minnesota. Obviously, it happens everywhere. But this was, I just thought it was.
It's strange for it to happen into like normal. A hotel suite. Like you would right. think, like usually bugs just don't have access to something like that.
Right.
This should be a little more elite. The bugs should not be allowed in.
I don't know. Maybe they need screens or something, but I don't know. It was.
Or like they have like these. Unusual. They have rat deterrents. Like, why not have a bug zapper out there?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Or the strips or something.
Or move the light to where they're going to, like, it goes, like, move the light over to the side a little bit. Like, yeah. Not right above the door.
Right.
If we ran things would be better.
See that bug over there?
So Should we say where we're going today? Might as well, right?
And we're going to check out the farm.
We're going to Sherry's farm. Sherry Berry's farm.
Turn farm.
Meemaw's. Mammals. Sherry Berry
from Harper's Ferry.
And yes, we're going to go check out that. Maybe do a drive-by of Dawn's. And go try some authentic beer cheese.
Go check into our new hotel and then go on a Bravo hunt.
Yeah.
Bravo Lab hunt.
And we've reached out to a couple people to see if they want to meet up with us tonight. So fingers crossed on that. And I mean, what I feel is coming to us. I think we're gonna have a lot of interesting interactions tonight.
Yeah.
And whether like
it might be awkward,
but it might be awkward, it might not, but I think it's going to be a story no matter what it is. And yeah, we can't wait to share it with you guys.
Yep.
So hope you guys enjoyed this like quick little update. We just wanted to jump on the mics and, you know, we don't want to keep you guys hanging. We're not here to try to be like, nee, 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 nee.
Holly made me get up early for this. So you're welcome. Crack of dawn at 8 a.m. I knew she was up at 6. Okay. Like we got up at 3 a.m. the night before. You got up at 1. I was kind of up every hour because of that anticipation of early morning flights. But then we didn't get to bed till like 1 something last night.
Yeah.
And then I saw you were already up at 6 and I ignored that shit. And then I got up at 8, but I could have definitely slept more. But I'm not here to sleep.
I was going to let you sleep, but then I was like, I'm going stir crazy. I need you to wake up. Like, let's.
I was just really comfortable laying in like Jax's sweat. I was like.
There's a spider coming right down into my face. Look,
oh,
see God. It?
Oh, well, yeah, that's a little.
But why is it coming down like that? Okay, so you guys, we'll start updating the Facebook group too more now that everyone's not going to know that we're here and blah, blah, blah. And then we'll get back on the mics and we get home. So thanks, you guys.
Wish us luck.
Enjoy the wedding. You know, let's all just keep posting and
yeah,
ride this wave with them, y'all.
All right.
We're in Kentucky. Bye.
Bye.